Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
The S&P 500 just painted a new record high, but it felt quiet, didn't it? A modest 0.2% gain. It feels like the whole market is holding its breath.
Exactly. It's the calm before the potential storm. And that storm has a name, NVIDIA. Their earnings are out after the bell, and it feels like the single most important catalyst for near-term direction.
No doubt. But what I found really interesting today was the breadth. This wasn't just a mega cap grind higher. The Russell 2000 and the S&P Mid-Cap 400 both jumped 0.7%. Advancers beat decliners by a wide margin on both exchanges.
That's a healthy sign. It points to a broader risk-on appetite. What's fueling that confidence in the smaller caps?
It's all about the Fed. The probability of a rate cut in September is holding firm at over 87%. That's a huge tailwind for small and mid-cap companies that are more sensitive to borrowing costs. The market is pricing in relief.
Got it. So while we wait for NVIDIA, where was the real action today? Which sectors were moving?
Energy led the pack, up over 1.2%, with crude oil catching a bid. But the more compelling story, for me, was the late session strength in technology, specifically software.
You have to be talking about MongoDB. What a monster move. The stock exploded, up almost 38%. What was in that report?
It was a spectacular beat and raise, driven by one thing. Atlas, their cloud database platform. Growth there accelerated to 29%. This completely reversed the cautious narrative they set a few quarters back. They also added 2,800 new customers. The market is now repricing MDB as a core AI infrastructure play.
And that tide lifted a lot of other boats in the software space. We saw nice moves in Datadog, ServiceNow, and Salesforce.
It absolutely did. It created a pocket of momentum that traders could really sink their teeth into, even on an otherwise quiet day. But again, all of this feels like the opening act for NVIDIA.
All right, let's get tactical then. For traders looking for setups heading into tomorrow, let's start with what's already working. What's on your continuation watch list?
I'm looking right at Salesforce, ticker CRM. It rode that software wave today up over 2.5%, and the chart looks coiled for more. It's showing a classic bullish breakout pattern on increased volume.
Okay, break down the levels for CRM. What's the trade?
It's pushing up against resistance right around the $251 mark. I'd be looking for an entry on any pullback toward the 248 to 249 support zone. A stop loss just below 247.50 keeps the risk defined. The target is a clean break of 251.
I like it. Strong stock in a strong group. Now, what about anticipation setups? What's not quite breaking out yet, but looks like it's getting ready to?
For that, I'm watching Monolithic Power Systems, ticker MPWR. The chart shows strong bullish signals with a steady increase in volume. It's been consolidating beautifully and looks ready for its next leg higher.
And the levels? On MPWR?
It's currently testing resistance at $870. A good entry point would be on a slight dip towards the 865 support level. You can place a stop just below 860. The goal is to catch the breakout through 870, with price targets at 875 and then 880.
Excellent. Two very clear, actionable ideas. Before we wrap, any other notable movers from today?
Definitely have to mention Kohl's. The retailer surged nearly 24% after a big earnings per share beat. A huge surprise, and a rare bright spot in that space.
So, looking ahead, we get NVIDIA tonight. Then we have GDP and jobless claims on Thursday. But the main event for the rest of the week is Friday's PCE report, right?
That's the big one. It's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. That report will be crucial in either confirming or challenging those high odds for a September rate cut. Expect volatility around that release.
So the final takeaway for tomorrow is, the market has a bullish undertone with improving breadth. Software is a key leadership group, but everything hinges on NVIDIA's report and guidance tonight. Be nimble, know your levels, and be ready to react.
Well said. Watch support on the S&P 500 at 644 and resistance at 649. Those are the lines in the sand for now.
That's our prep for tomorrow. Trade smart, and we'll see you next time.